This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Today's Tuesday, and you know, Guti, we have a knowledge hub. For the very first time this year, Mr. Maxi, good morning.
Good morning. Good hour too. Yes. Vukubanga and the Breakfast Show is the only way to start your day. And yes, we are talking about the Knowledge Hub this morning.
Interesting enough. Siyabonga kakhulu for joining us for a second season.
Yes,
maybe singayibiza kanjalo.
Yes,
Knowledge Hub.
Two, yes.
Yeah, because we really need it. Sinama first years, futhi afikile, they would want to know a lot about some of the conversations esiba nawo kule session.
Yes.
What do you have for us today this morning, Mr. Martin?
Let's start with the basics, but I will do. Let's talk about who we are, right? We say we are the Knowledge Hub, right? So, I mean, there's a meaning. I mean, as much as you came up, I mean, your inspiration, thank God, you came up with the idea of the Knowledge Hub, right? Hub is straightforward. Hub is if you have a wheel, so the part at the center of the wheel, that doesn't move. You know, sometimes there's a screw that connects everything. So the wheel moves around, but the hub stays there. So if you have a hub, everything moves, but the hub stays in one place. So that's the hub part. But I want us to, in two parts, to talk about knowledge, right? Maybe this week, let's talk about knowledge.
Yes.
Very important. We can't not talk about knowledge without talking about its opposite, you know, so which is ignorance, because we are dealing with a lot these days where either you know or you don't. Sometimes it gets confusing, you know. The people who know very little claim to know a lot. So let's maybe break it down and say, what is this? What are we talking about when we are talking about knowledge? So that's for me. That's where I'd like us to start this morning. Now, as human beings, they say it's not. So if we think we know, we relax, right? So unless the things that we think we know are challenged, then we start running around looking for knowledge. They call that the smoke detector principle. I mean, so there's four of us in this room. So suddenly, if there was smoke in this room, we'll be looking for the door, number one. Also, number two, to look for the source of the fire. What is burning? Is it a cigarette? Is it a matchstick? Is it a chair? So as human beings, we always pursue knowledge when we feel that our reality suddenly has been, you know, so changed.
Compromised, definitely.
Compromised, yeah. Whether it's a personal life or with students, we know. If there's no test, everybody's just sitting there relaxing, nothing takes place. But then as soon as someone says test assignment, then they start panicking. Of course, in our library, we know. So suddenly we'll get under pressure, people looking for this, looking for that. Because suddenly, you know, there's something that says you need to know more than you think you know now. So your knowledge is not enough. So that's really the interesting part about knowledge. Socrates, I mean, the Greek philosophers, he said the reason why we always want to seek knowledge is number one is because we seek the truth as human beings. We want to know what is true and what is not true. Like I said, these days, I mean, with social media, AI, it's easy to make up a picture and claim this picture is so-and-so when it is not. So again, looking for the truth always remains one of the bases for knowledge. Of course, with the advances now, we may settle with something that feels like the truth, because you know, sometimes it's very hard to get to the actual truth. So whatever that we feel feels like the truth for us for now, so that we can move on. We say, okay, fine, let's accept it and let's move on.
Yeah,
truth is bitter. I mean, so sometimes it may not be what we're looking for. But then again, still as human beings, when we pursue knowledge, we look for the second part, things to make us feel good. I mean, we enjoy music. We decorate our houses, we dress nicely, we look after ourselves. We want to have knowledge that helps us, you know, do better, get better, to make improvements on who you are, on our lives. Number three, very important. knowledge helps us to become better friends. Racism is the idea that racism, obviously it came from the Western side. I mean, suppose they were discriminating against everybody else.
Yes.
The idea that these others are stupid, they are dangerous, they are lazy. But once you get to know someone, it's easy to form friendships. So in knowledge also, it helps us to expose, you know, so the myths, the lies, the things that are not true that people perpetuate about others. So, mm-hmm. I mean, so there's that basis where, so if you have knowledge, it's easy for you, therefore, to always seek the truth. It's easy for you to celebrate what is aesthetic, what is beautiful, what is nice about this world. I mean, to keep things looking good, and also to create a society where people are living alongside each other.
Yes.
So maybe for this morning as inspiration, let's just leave it there to say that as students, the challenge for us therefore is always to be always pursuing knowledge. So if you are angry, just check yourself. Do you know enough about that situation? You shouldn't be living in a situation where, I mean, I take a taxi to campus, and I always wonder how do these taxi drivers stay from 4 a.m. to 9 p.m. in a dirty place. So ideally, we should be looking for ways, therefore, to say what knowledge can we apply to make such spaces where many of us, thousands, get together in one day for different purposes and make them, you know, give us something more to our lives. And of course, I mean, we are always looking for the truth. There's war going on just now in the Middle East, in Europe,
yes,
different parts of the world. Can we get the truth? So why? Why are we doing this? And it helps us a lot. So that's the challenge we have living in 2026. We said today is the 3rd. So, yeah.
Yeah. Think about it. No, thank you so much, Mr. Makli. We are on the knowledge, namhlanje, sikhuluma ngeknowledge, yes. In particular, and our segment ibizwa ngeknowledge hub, yes. And basically, Mr. Makli chazela lapha about ukuthi kumele sazi ukuze sazi yini kumele siyazi. I don't know if I'm making sense.
Yes. Yeah, there, yeah.
Definitely, yeah. And it always goes with the truth, knowledge, as you were saying. So very important. No, really appreciate you. Maybe what can we expect the coming weeks? We know that there's also a library week that's coming up. Very interesting.
Yes, yeah. In March, I mean, so many years back, the people who run this country decided that let's spend a week to celebrate the work that we do as libraries. You know, again, we talk about knowledge. So if for any one of us to say that we want to seek knowledge, it's not easy, because knowledge is everywhere. It's scattered in many different places. And now libraries are the places where we try to organize it, to bring it all together, to try and make it make sense. So from 16 to 20 March annually, so it becomes the Library Week. And yes, please look at our website. There are different activities that we'd like to invite you to participate in.
Yes.
Visit our library. I mean, if you haven't visited our library this year, I'm disappointed. You should be coming to see us. And take out a book. You know, you should be reading. You should be reading once a week. You should be reading something, a book. Not necessarily. You should be reading a book, because you are. No.
Besides the academics.
Academics is never enough.
Yeah.
So there's always more to find out. So even if it means you are reading about your own family history, but do read. And then let's have conversations around that as well. So very important.
Very important. No, thank you so much, Mr. Makli. We'll see you next week, same time, same place. In fact, at 9:15 next week.
Oh, cool.
On our time. But siyabonga kakhulu for joining us on MET Radio. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
And we will be visiting the library. Kiri, ladies.
This is an MET Radio podcast.